Yo, hello everybody. It's your man, it's Rob. I just want to know one thing. Like, it's about social media and everything. How do y'all feel about what's going on in social media? That's all I need to know. Like, cause me, far as like how I feel about social media, they taking it way too out of content, you know? They're taking it way too out of content. Clothes, dressing, as far as calling females bitches and everything like that. Everything that goes on. That's one thing I do not like about what's going on with social media. You gotta look at it like this. It's a lot of kids growing up. They looking up to a lot of these celebrities. They sit up and say, oh, I wanna be like this person. I wanna be like that person. But then if the parents be like, alright, I don't want my kid to grow up like that. Too much shit going on. This is my podcast, so I'll cuss all this. But it's like the Dwayne Wade situation. One thing I don't like about that one is that this boy is 12 years old, and you allow him to sit up here and be who he is. I mean, I believe in let the kids be the person that they feel that, I ain't gonna say what they want to be, but I would say let them feel like they, let them experience some shit, like, far as, like, being a little kid. Come on, man. You're a strong black man. Everything you're supposed to be. You're a strong black man. You're about to let this young man enjoy his life. Like, let him play with the action figures. Let him play with, like, the little RCs, the hover rounds. What else they used to call them? I know they used to call them RCs, but the little helicopters, everything. Let them learn how to drive. Let them learn how to be a kid. Don't let this man, this young man, sit up and make his own choice when you are a father yourself. You are a father yourself. You're supposed to sit up and, okay, I understand about the support. Let this man be who he gotta be. But not make no choices who he wants to be. If the man want to grow up, if the little boy want to grow up gay, let the boy, little boy grow up gay. That's it. I mean, me, myself, I prefer a gay son than a son transition to a woman. That's one thing I cannot put up with. Like far as like being young. Now once you're 18, I understand that. Now that's some shit that you want to make your own choices. I can respect you about that. But I cannot sit up and really actually respect you. I can respect you as my son, but no. That's something I cannot deal with. And I'll be like, now I could be like, all right, what have I done where it's to the point that, what have I misled my son? Not even me. Social. Did I mislead my son from watching all these videos where people where people wearing dresses, where people dressing like girls and everything like that? Did I mislead my son from watching that right there? Did I mislead my son for not even controlling about what he even watch up on there? Or did I mislead my son by saying, yeah, it's okay, you can do it. I cannot do it. I'm sorry. I cannot do it. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, man. We all need to sit up and watch. I keep tabs on our kids' shit because, man, everything that goes on in this whole world is because lack of parenting right now. The lack of parenting. Like, we don't even keep tabs on our kids. Period, point blank. Give them a phone. They don't need no smart tablet or anything. They don't need none of that stuff goes on. What I grew up about is computers and flip phones and them stand-up phones. Now, since they came out with these Androids, iPhones, all the kids want them. You can't control what goes on about that. I mean, you can, but most parents is not really going to keep track about that. They just going to sit up there. Oh, my kid want a iPhone. I'm getting my kid an iPhone for Christmas. Okay, ain't no wrong with getting your kids something that they deserve. But there is also something wrong with giving your kid something that they don't deserve, but you're still giving it to them. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there is something wrong with that. I meant to say. But it's too much shit goes on in this fucking world. TikTok. Check that out. TikTok. Why? You got predators stalking these girls, TikToks and everything. Too much. We need to cut the freaking social media out and start going back to the day that was, that we grew up on. As far as you can watch TV in the morning time, as long as you ready, as long as you dress, by the time it's time for us to leave. Oh, you miss school? You can't even do nothing. You can't watch TV, nothing. You gotta make sure that the chores is done. Everything that goes on about the social media that's going on right now is too fucking damn much right now. A lot of people wanna put their business out on social media, but then yet get mad when somebody set up a comment. That's one thing I do not understand. Why do you want to sit up and put your business out on Facebook? Have you ever heard the term of don't speak in front of everybody? Now you don't speak in front of everybody. Speak alone. You got a problem with me. I got a problem with you. Why should you sit up here and bring it to social media where everybody got to know? Forget y'all want to get mad when y'all, when this person talked to that person or when that person talked to that person. Y'all want to say, oh, our business, what goes in the house stays in the house. If you say what goes in the house stays in the house, why do you want to sit up here and put... Why do you want to put stuff on social media? That's one thing I don't understand about. But then yet when there's somebody that always got an eye for that one person, they always want to sit up here and post something. You ain't really got no problem about it. Or even if you do got a problem about it, then why would you put it out there like that? And that's it. More to come. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? You are listening to Rob Bob's podcast. This is just a question that I got to set up and ask everybody. What have you done that you always wanted to do, but you never really tried it? Like, even if you were scared, or even if you like, oh, I ain't going to do it right then, or even if you was lazy to sit up and do it, like, what did you want to sit up and do? Now, look, let me tell you. This is what I mean. I said, I'm afraid of heights, right? Which is I am. But I'm like, in my mind, I'm really scared of heights. I say, oh, I went to Cedar Point for the first time last year. Hold on. I went to Cedar Point first time last year. I'm like, all right, babe, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get on that ride. 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 I got on that ride scared. Well, I didn't really actually get on the ride yet. I got to the rides. And immediately I'm like, I can do this shit. I can do this. I can do it. But once I seen how tall them rides was, I could not do it. None whatsoever. I was scared. But I had to force myself to sit up and do it. I was scared. I was a little girl. I ain't gonna lie. I was a little bitch. I was scared. And I said, you know what? All right, cool. Because it was me, my lady, her two kids, her nieces, her brother-in-law, moms, everything. I said, all right, I'm going to get on this. I forgot the name of the ride. It was that Cedar Point. I forgot the name of the ride. The frame where it goes up and down and everything like that. The ride. It was basically shaped like a W. But it turns and everything. I got on there. I looked down. Got scared immediately. I wanted to get off there. Every ride I had to get on. I ain't gonna lie. Every ride I had to get on, I had to take a piss. Because I don't want to piss my pants. Come on, I pay too much for my pair of pants. Come on. So, get off that ride, shaking like a stripper crackhead. Shaking mud. Shaking like a motherfucker. So, second ride, I go take a piss. Boom. Get on that ride. Forgot the name of the ride. Damn, I forgot what it is, but you go straight, and you go up, then that bitch drop you. But then, through the whole ride, it go through a tunnel. It stops, and it turns you. But through the whole ride, it turns you around. I think it was called the Maverick, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it's called the Maverick. So, when I got on the ride, when I first got on the ride, I say, is it straight? Oh, it's good. No. I need to make sure that it's good. Make sure it's straight. Everything's good. Make sure that I'm locked down. Because I heard about some rides at Cedar Point. I heard about some rides. Some couple rides. They're fucked up. And I ain't trying to be that one person. Where I won't be sitting here talking to y'all. So, I get on the ride, strapped in. Everybody else's stuff was strapped on, but mine was not really actually strapped on. So I'm telling them, hey, my seatbelt. Hey, yo, my seatbelt. Y'all ready? No. Y'all ready? No. No, I'm not ready. So they come strap it on, everything, make it tighter. I'm like, all right, there you go. It took off slowly. I'm getting scared. I'm getting nervous and shit. I say, I'm screaming out mama, though. Real stuff. First ride ever screamed my mama name. Not my mama, real name, but screaming out mama. Then I say, no, I'm not ready to go. No, let me off here. It's already taken off, though. It goes up. I'm feeling nervous. Then it drops. Oh. Almost blacked the fuck out. And then, next thing you know, it goes another way all through the whole ride. They say I passed out, which is I didn't. Probably maybe for a quick second. I don't know. Who knows? My eyes, I ain't have an extra pair of eyes on me. You know? So, it stopped. It stopped. Then next thing you know, it took off. I'm in here scared. If y'all ever been to Cedar Point, y'all ever been up on the Maverick, y'all know what I mean. So then I get off that ride. I get the shaking and stuff. First time being to Cedar Point, I get the shaking. So baby say, let's go get on this other ride. It's one of the ones that go around and stuff like that. I go use the restroom. Me and my baby. Now, I think I'm kind of claustrophobic and everything because she was close to me and then I was up in the air and she was scooching towards me and everything. So, yeah, maybe. I don't know. So, before I got on that ride, I went to go use the restroom. It's going, she controlling it. I'm scared, screaming like a little girl and everything like that. Screaming like a little bitch. Screaming. So, next thing you know, I get off that ride, shaking. I'm looking at other rides like, uh-uh. I did want to get on the power tower and everything like that. I did want to get on a power tower. But that... a little kind of scared off that one. But I did want to get on the Mantis, though. Once I'm up here, like, yeah, I'm feeling good and everything like that. Walking up. Yeah, I'ma make sure that I'm ride this motherfucker ride and everything. I can do it. I ain't scared. I done got on 3 rides. I ain't want to get on that ride. Nope. It was done over for... Hey, I gotta go use the restroom. I'll see y'all later. Didn't get on that ride. Scared like a mug. Had a good time. Shopped at the, that little shop with the Charlie Brown and everything. Bought a nice little Charlie Brown hat. No, not a hat. The bird. Stuffed teddy bear. That's what it is. That's what I bought. I was looking at the Charlie Brown hat that they got. But more of the story is this. I ain't talking that much gangster if I ain't prepared for the Cedar Point. Carnival rides was kind of scary, but them right there was scary. But I'm ready for next year. Yeah, so had a good time there. Throughout the whole day, I got on 3 rides. That's it. Scared than a motherfucker. I'm scared of heights. That's my thing. I'm just scared of heights. That's my only downfall about me. I'm scared of heights. But all right, y'all. Just want to tell y'all a quick story.
Hello, everybody. Yes. This is something I want to say. Like, my nephew, I got big dreams about him. He is, like, a talented dude. Like, really. Like, he really talented. Like, he's really actually talented on the court. And he really actually talented in schools. My nephew got a 3.0. And then he really, actually, really, really good up on the court. My thing is just like, let your kids be who they want to be. Like, far as like, if they want to be a basketball player, a football player, let them be it. Because if you stopping them, that ain't doing nothing but just stopping their dreams. I support my nephew. And I really, truly do see everything that... But I really, actually, truly do see everything that he sit up and do. Defense, offense. Shit, I didn't sit up and play. I didn't sit up and played around with him. Like, wheels in the back. Like, he had a room in the backyard. Wheels in the backyard and everything. So, this little man didn't sit up here and gave me my money worth. He's 16, I'm 32. At the time, he was 15, my bad. And I was 31. So, he didn't set up her and gave me, actually, my money's worth. I was like, damn, this little nigga right here, He can be the new future NBA superstar. It was, we went to 21. I remember. It was, we went to 21. And, he had 21 to my 16. That's how I knew I was getting old. I'm like, because back in the day, I can do my thing. Not today. He then whooped my ass and handed it to me. I remember it was like, it was like 17 to 11. I didn't caught up and everything. So I was like, you ain't finna sit up and do me like that. But yeah, like, that was actually me and him, our first 101. That was actually our first 101. So then it's, you know, like, I just got the phone with him and everything, and I was telling him, like, man, you can be anything you want to be, because he want to go to, like, the NBA. And I have been telling him recently, like, man, push yourself to the limits. Push yourself to the limits. Don't push yourself too much, but just push it to the limits. And he telling me like, yeah, Unc, you're right. I'm like, I want you to be the best NBA All-Star there can be. No, right now he in college. I told him, I said, man, like, even if you ain't practicing, practice. Ask him, can you use the gym for, like, overtime before you can sit up here for, like, extra, extra curriculum before you can sit up and play. Do your thing. I want you to be the best. But I don't want you to push yourself to the limits where you can sit up and hurt yourself. Like, yeah, aren't you right? I had a real good conversation with my dad. But yeah. Sports is a motherfucker. They sit up here and try to push you. But if you ain't too much into that limit, that where they can push you to, it's not for you, like, for, like, getting pushed to. But yeah, we're gonna wrap this up, though. Much love.